Week one of the high school football season is here, and the Twin Valley League getting rocking and rolling on Friday nights. And our coaches' shows continue with Nick Anderson, Frankfort head football coach, and it's powered by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, and Countryside Feed as well. Coach, appreciate the time very much. 7-2 a year ago, a lot to enjoy about that season, despite COVID-19 and everything going on with that. But, you know, kind of getting back to a normal schedule. How do you feel the transition has been from last year coming up on us here in 2021?
You know, I think it's really kind of prepared us because, you know, there are a lot of uncertainties going into this season as well. So I feel like, you know, in the off season this summer and even in getting into the school year, our kids were, you know, a lot better at being able to control what they can control and going about their business on a daily basis with the thought and knowing that, you know, nothing was guaranteed.
When you look at the offense, let's go there. Obviously, you guys were able to produce points in bunches last year, over 47 points per game. You graduate your quarterback, so there's obviously a competition there. How's the offense kind of gelled together, you know, getting that new quarterback settled in and trying to keep that momentum from last year into this year?
Yeah, when you lose a guy that's, you know, started games for you for the past 4 years, there's definitely going to be some growing pains and like you said, a phase of transition. And, you know, we got a lot of guys back, but, you know, we're not necessarily going to maybe look the same as we have in the past. So Caden Dollinghouse, as of right now, is probably going to fill that role. But, you know, we're not asking him to be Gavin. We're, you know, just asking him to be the best version of Caden he can be. And their skill sets are different. So we're going to look a little different because of it. But the progress that we've made over the last 3 weeks has been substantial.
How's Brock Armstrong looked at tailback? He rushed for over 900 yards, 16 touchdowns last year. You seem to be in pretty good hands in terms of the backfield.
Yeah, actually, Ethan is our returning back from last year. His cousin Brock will actually join him back there, so we'll have two Armstrongs back there. But, you know, Ethan's really solid, and, you know, he really developed as the year went along and has been a pretty good leader for us moving on, or, you know, so far this year. And you know, Brock has a lot of talent, a lot of ability. He's really raw. So I'm expecting to see big gains from him throughout the course of the year as well.
Our coaches' show is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed as well. Nick Anderson joining us, head football coach at Frankfort. Defensively, after losing to Washington County 44-36 in week one, your defense went on to post five straight games without allowing more than 14 points. How's the defense gelled together and trying to also keep that momentum, you know, riding into 2021?
You know, we definitely have some holes and some question marks, but, you know, collectively we're getting better, and, you know, we got some big, strong guys up front that we're really hoping that can anchor us and control the line of scrimmage. And if they can do that, you know, I think we'll be all right defensively. But there's definitely some question marks going into week one for sure.
We'll take a quick break. We'll preview the opponent for Frankfort on Friday night in Washington County right after this. Our coaches' shows continue here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Tadman, joined by Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. The Wildcats opening up the season on Friday nights against Washington County. Well, when you have kind of that quick preview or a synopsis of Washington County, you know, they were 4-3 last year. We had mentioned in the previous segments it's a high-scoring affair and a Washington County win over your team last year. But what's the early prep been like, and what's the game plan, or I guess not game plan, but the scouting report on Washington County heading into this season?
They lost an eight-man all-star, Andrew Berman. He was their quarterback last year, and he kind of ran all over us. But, you know, after that, they pretty well returned just about everybody, and probably going to be the biggest team that we play all year, and, you know, quite frankly, could be the most physical team we play. So, you know, that's what got us in trouble last year was their physicality. So, you know, we've really tried to focus on that, and if we choose not to come out and be physical again this year, we're going to have our hands full.
What are going to be some of the keys to Friday night's game against Washington County for your team to come out 1-0 this week?
You know, last year we turned the ball over a couple times, and that was really the difference. So, you know, obviously we got to take care of the ball, and we got to win the chains, meaning we got to stay in manageable down and distance opportunities. And, you know, we're probably not as an explosive team as we were a year ago, so we can't dig ourselves those big holes.
Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson joining us, 7-2 in 2020, looking to keep the momentum going here to start 2021. It is a date with Washington County on Friday night here in week one. Our coaches' show brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, and Countryside Feed as well. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.